Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. T-Mobile will launch its streaming TV service T-Vision November 1st in the United States. T-Vision comes in three tiers. For $40 a month, you get major networks, both broadcast and cable. A $50 a month plus tier adds more sports channels. And for $60 a month, you get all of that plus the NFL Red Zone. These plans also include 100 hours of cloud DVR and up to three concurrent streams. A $10 add-on called Vibe adds 30 channels from the likes of AMC, Discovery, and Viacom, with two concurrent streams and DVR access that costs an extra $5 a month. You can also add channels to T-Vision from Starz, Showtime, and Epic for additional fees. Tinder has expanded its face-to-face video chat feature to all users. The feature launched earlier this year as a test. It lets people video chat without having to exchange any personal information. If two matched people are chatting, they can toggle on the video feature. Neither will know if the other has done so until both have. After agreeing to the rules of video chat, Tinder will then check that your video is on and that you're facing the camera and begin the chat. Apple App Store prices will rise in Brazil, Colombia, India, Indonesia, Russia, and South Africa over the next few days. The price changes are a result of exchange rates in local currencies and increased taxes. For instance, India is adding a 2% equalization levy to its existing 18% tax, and Indonesia is adding a 10% tax on foreign developers. Price adjustments will also happen in Iceland and Albania to align with pricing in other markets that use U.S. dollars selling with value-added tax. Zoom launched its end-to-end encryption and technical preview for all users on Mac, PC, iOS, and Android, as well as Zoom Rooms. It does not work on its web client, third-party clients, or phone calls. Some features will not work with end-to-end encryption on. Those include cloud recording, live transcription, polling, meeting reactions, and the ability to join before a host. There's also a maximum of 200 participants, and free users must verify a phone number before they can use end-to-end encryption on Zoom. UK's Ofcom announced mobile networks will not be allowed to sell locked phones in the UK after December 2021. O2, Sky, Three, and Virgin already only sell unlocked handsets. Ofcom is also requiring communications be provided in accessible formats like Braille by December next year as well. AMD has confirmed it will buy Xilinx in a $35 billion all-stock deal. Xilinx makes programmable processors for data centers. It competes with Altera, which Intel bought in 2015. AMD's purchase of Xilinx is expected to close by the end of next year. Facebook's top public policy executive in India, Ankit Das, has left the company. Das was accused of favoring India's ruling BJP party. India is Facebook's biggest market. TCL announced the 6.5-inch 10 5G UW phone for Verizon in the United States. It works with sub-6 gigahertz and millimeter wave 5G bands. And at $400, it will be the most affordable 5G phone offered on Verizon, $100 cheaper than the OnePlus Nord. The TCL 10 5G UW arrives October 29th. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected the government's appeal of a decision that would temporarily block an executive order banning distribution of WeChat in U.S. app stores while that executive court order goes to court. The appeals court said the full case will be placed on its January 2021 calendar. A similar appeal of a case against TikTok has also been fast-tracked. Finally, Daimler is partnering with Waymo to build Freightliner Cascadia trucks that use Waymo navigation for level 4 full autonomy. The truck would come to the U.S. in years. Daimler competitor in trucking Volvo has a partnership with NVIDIA for autonomous driving. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.